Rebuttal to argument in favor of bond Measure B. Measure B's argument is a repeat of 2004, quote, "The buildings are old and need repair, renovation, and modernization," end quote. Really? After 2004's $250 million, their buildings are still run-down fire traps unsuitable for students and about to fall over? Management, not money, is the problem. Why hasn't Marin Community College District dedicated sufficient annual revenue maintaining and improving the existing facilities? Will this bonded loan from Wall Street be wasted on routine maintenance too? Were 2004's projects, quote, shovel-ready, end quote, or were prior bond funds wasted on, quote, planning, end quote? What projects are shovel-ready now? Is Marin Community College District just starting another costly planning boondoggle? What about the fine arts building lawsuits? Any money coming back, or will the attorneys get it all? Some facilities may need renovation and repair. What are Marin Community College District's priorities? Why no mention of the Olympic-sized pool at the Indian Valley campus? Why not provide a specific list guaranteeing in order the specific projects they will build with this loan? The promised Citizens Oversight Committee can't ensure accountability without specifics. Worse, many bond-funded contracts will be handed out without competitive bidding that fosters cost-reducing competition, allows all qualified bidders fair opportunity, and protects against waste, fraud, favoritism, and corruption. Google, Sweetwater School, Pay to Play, or Fresno, Leaseback, FBI, ARAX. California Taxpayers Action Network is a statewide nonprofit corporation of volunteers. Our mission is to promote sound fiscal practices and business methods by government entities for the benefit and protection of the public. Marin Community College District gets a D. Vote no on Measure B. Signature G. Rick Marshall, Chief Financial Officer, California Taxpayers Action Network.